to this NASA thing. If you haven't heard, there's this complete lunatic of a woman who was. It's sad because she's got like three kids. She recently separated from her husband, and the whole life is just falling apart in just no time.
She didn't really help matters much by, like, you know, trying to kill someone.
Well, yeah. No, yeah, that was kind of that's the low point, I would say, maybe.
Yeah.
She's in jail, or I guess she's released on bail now, and I hope someone's watching her or something.
She has an ankle bracelet on.
Does she?
Yeah.
Is it pretty sweet looking?
Probably.
All crafted out and everything. Yeah, nice.
Bedazzled.
Yeah. So she went nuts, thought that this other woman was going after this other guy that she was just interested in, not even seeing. So she stalks her to the airport and tricks her into rolling her window down just a little bit and then sprays mace on her, and police arrest her, and they find a whole bunch of, like, a steel mallet, right?
Mm-hmm.
A knife.
A BB gun.
Rubber hosing or rubber tubing or whatever that you would use to strangle with, I'm guessing. Right, trash bags to dispose of body parts with, we assume. It's the whole thing.
A love letter to the astronaut.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard that part.
Yeah,
so
I just saw that.
A whole bunch of weird stuff, especially for these people that you expect to be the brightest of the bright.
Have their head, you know, on straight.
It's amazing how someone can just snap like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that, Jerianne. So we've been sharing stories this morning, and we'll get into some more right now at 539-9750 or 238-0975 about people who have just lost their minds. Lost their minds over relationships. 6 in the morning, you got one?
I had a guy that I had married, and I decided it wasn't going to work anymore because he got a DUI, got fired, everything else wouldn't work. So he found a job 3 hours from here, and one time during an ice storm, my mom happened to get up, and I was living in her mobile home court. She looked out her window, and he was sitting under my bedroom window.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. And a friend of mine, she just split up with a guy that he was, I mean, totally out there. He took and destroyed everything in her house, even took a dump on her kid's bed.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, and he burnt everything that she owned, and then he even put pieces of paper up in her light bulb socket, so when she went to put a light bulb in there or turn it on, it would have caught her house on fire.
Wow.
So if there's a psycho out there, we can find him.
Yeah, I guess so.
You must have, like, an idiot magnet or something.
That or it's implanted, like, a, you know, ass magnet something. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey, you got a story? You got a story for us about a psycho of a relationship?
1 year, I was stalked 3 times, but I'll tell you about the most bizarre one.
Congratulations on that, by the way. That's quite an accomplishment.
I guess so, considering I didn't set it out to meet that goal.
Yeah.
One day, I started getting notes in my mailbox, and someone kept leaving gifts on my doorstep.
Okay.
And I started calling the police because I didn't know what it was. The notes were, like, specially graphic and all this stuff.
Hmm.
And about a week later, this guy shows up at my house knocking on my front door, and I was like, I don't know who this guy is. So I went ahead and called the police because I'd had all these crazy things happening.
Yeah.
Well, the police get there, and they start questioning the guy and all this stuff, and the officer comes in, and he was like, ma'am, are you okay? I was like, yeah. I said, I don't know who this guy is or why he's over here, but I think he might be the one leaving me the notes and the gifts. And he's like, yeah, I think this is your stalker. He admits to seeing you walking to your car one day, and he just thought you were beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But I have to tell you, it's like one of our oddest things. There's going to be another officer coming over to talk to you. Well, about 30 minutes later, another officer did come over, and it was a female officer. And she was just kind of asking me some questions, and I had told her. And then to find out, it was her husband who was stalking me.
Wow.
Oh.
Is that not crazy?
That's awesome. Congratulations.
The police officer's husband. Could not believe it. That was like one of the craziest things I've ever encountered.
Wow. Nicely done.
And she had promised, I'll keep him away from you, blah, blah, blah. Don't file charges. Because, you know, it would look bad for her and her job. And she seemed like a very nice lady. But then, here's the funny part about it, another funny part about it, it's funny now, I had gotten a job somewhere else in town and found out he had stopped the attorney that I was an assistant for.
Jeez, it's a small world, isn't it?
It's a small world, and it's a crazy world, and crazy people are out there everywhere.
And most of them listen to this radio station, Jerianne, and they're coming for you right now.
Oh, okay.